The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Because if you see what I know the Father in heaven wants us to see, and He can do something about it if we just invite Him in. And the fact is, we can do something about what you're about to see.
And I thought, okay, I've seen it as bad as it will be. That's not so. Every time you and I went, James, my heart, like Tammy's, would just be crushed.
They could feel that I was someone coming to offer them hope, that I was coming in the name of Jesus. They knew it. That's the beauty of what we get to do every single day here at Life Outreach.
Next on Life Today.
You know what I was thinking? God, please show me how to get people's attention. You know what I feel like He said back to me? I just wish I could get their attention.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing all that captures our attention other than Him? And I just thought, them, people that He's focused on, like you. He cares so much about all of us. Tammy's here, Tammy Trent. My wife Betty's here. He's here, you're here. Listen to me now. I've said, I wish I could just get your attention. You got to know this. This is going to be the greatest thing that ever happened to somebody that is beyond anything they ever imagined could happen. It is going to be as great a miracle as it's possible for somebody to experience other than being raised from the dead. And I've just heard in my heart, basically, you're talking about raising people from the dead by the thousands, but they're dying slow. Mm-hmm. But you can resurrect them with one act of love. Tammy, are you glad that you work with us? Are you glad that you met us a long time ago, but then you ended up going to the mission field?
I am, and gosh, I'm already emotional just when you say people are dying slowly, because we've seen it. We've seen it, and I've seen it, and this trip that we just took to Ethiopia was probably one of the hardest trips I've ever taken with you out of all the trips I've taken throughout my life with you. You can go to the headlines all around the world right now, and you can read about the devastation and how dire this is, that malnutrition is rampant. I have never seen something so horrific, truly, in front of my eyes, watching child after child struggling and suffering, many that were dying before my eyes. That will impact your life forever, and it has mine.
Let me just say this. Could you even bear to talk about it, bear to go and see it again, if you didn't know there's a miracle that can turn that death into a glorious resurrection?
No, I couldn't. And I think that there were moments, James, when I was there where I'm hanging on to hope even for these children. And there was one time I was there with a child that was just literally dying before my eyes, and I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't emotionally take it, and I had to leave the room. And I just found myself a spot to sit, and I just wept and I wept and I wept because I felt like it's so urgent. It has to happen now, though. Help has to come now. We can't wait. These people, these families can't wait. And to know even in that moment of my grief that there is hope, Tammy, there is hope. And you are working with an incredible ministry that knows how to come in here and help these people find life again. That, you're right, gives me great hope to know that there is a solution to some of these really hard things that I've seen.
Betty, we started there 35 years ago. She's described it right.
She has. You know, James, and I thought, okay, the first time we didn't know what to expect. You know, it was all new to us. And I thought, okay, I've seen it as bad as it will be. That's not so. Every time you and I went, James, my heart, like Tammy's, would just be crushed.
Yes.
I thought, this can't get any worse.
Right.
But if we don't help them, it does. Worse and worse all the time. But thank goodness, because of the love of people like you and many, many others, we have been able to make a difference, James.
Well, once we saw it, and we saw where Peter Pretorius, our mission overseer, who's now in heaven looking down, and his son Isaac and his wife, and their carrying on. But I'm telling you, We couldn't have gone back if we hadn't seen the power of the resurrection love of God. And Betty, when we came back, we started selling everything. This building I'm in, this incredible studio, when it was finished, it was either the first or second largest in the whole Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. It laid on the ground for 3 years. It laid in tilt-up concrete on the ground for 3 years because I said, we're not going to spend one dime on any building or anything. We sold the most, let's say, effective many of the vehicles that we had to get around in, to travel in. We got rid of them to save lives. And it laid here until the missionaries came over and saw it laying here. And they said, how long has that been laying there? We said, 3 years from the time we met you. And they said, well, we're fixing to pray it up. And they did, literally. Once we saw what starvation is doing to children, what it's doing to families, what it's doing to communities and villages, and yes, nations, and the millions of people that were dying of starvation, and we have the answer so simply in our hands. And I didn't know, Betty, when we sat here and started asking people to help, we did not have a clue if you would help. That's why we said, we're going to do everything we can do. Betty and I were doing everything we could do. All of a sudden, our friends did. But you know what? When you watched and you saw the need and you saw the fact that we can work the miracle to give them life and a future, you jumped in. You carried us. And you're continuing to resurrect the dead. I was told, and you've confirmed it, and we're going to see you there in just a moment. You not only saw the most awful sights, but you walked into a hospital that nearly tore your heart out. Now listen to me, please. I want you to watch this, because if you see what I know the Father in heaven wants us to see, and you care about what you see the way He cares about everything that matters to you and those you love, that's how much He cares. And He can do something about it if we just invite Him in. And the fact is, we can do something about what you're about to see. We are the potential for the miracle that is a resurrection to life. That's what it is. And it's all an outstretched hand and a heart of love. That's what it is. I want you to watch. Watch carefully. Focus on it. Pray that you will see what God sees and what He wants you to see and what these precious people desperately need you to see.
At Life Outreach, we rejoice in the solutions that address critical needs around the world.
You know, you just be here for just a moment and you'll see five children go by. Some of them got these new shirts we gave them. Still for $30, $50, or $100, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children.
And when the solutions are this good, it's tempting to overlook the problem they purport to solve.
Malnutrition has immediate causes and has underlying causes. One of the underlying causes may be no access to food, and also malnutrition is intergenerational. So if the mother is malnourished, the possibility of the kid to be malnourished is more high.
Right now, Ethiopia is in the midst of a tragic crisis, and the children do not have enough food.
I've gone into a couple hospitals in the past with Life Outreach, and I've been around malnourished children. But I've never come into a clinic like this today. I struggle to find those words strong enough that you would believe me if I told you that children are dying right now. Right now, this very second behind me, they are dying. If you're in a position today to give to this outreach, mission feeding, would you please do it? They need a miracle today.
Do you understand that 35 years plus, Betty and I, for
way over 20 years of it just going and pouring our life. And everywhere we went, they were at war. Very dangerous. The communists had taken over two of the countries with their battleships, tanks, and fighters, and armored vehicles. Terrifying. But Betty, once we saw those children, and I was watching the little boy in the first part of that shot with his mother, I wanted to hold them both. You don't know how many times we've held little children that were breathing their last breaths and holding a mother who had just watched her child breathe the last breath. Well, listen to me. Betty and I are both 80 years old. She says, don't tell them I'm the same as you, for heaven's sake. But listen, we've never stopped reaching out. Betty and I are among the strongest donors this ministry's ever had because we can't stop. Every time we get more, we give more. Would you please, would you become the miracle? Betty, every viewer can reach out. They may not realize this, but we would have reached out and picked up a few of the thousands. But you literally help us pick up the thousands. You help us pick up all of them we see. And then we tell the missionaries to keep looking because we've got people who are watching who see what he sees and loves like he loves because he's loving through them. And they're extending their hands to extend his hands. And they're becoming the source of the miracle those people have been praying for. And Betty, we have seen these children who were dying, who were being buried. Their graves were being dug continuously. They had no markers. They had a little picture of a child or maybe some kind of symbol or maybe a little toy the child had. And thousands of graves. And then we see it turn into a place where these little children are singing. And then they learn how to talk English. And we begin to encourage them to go to school by telling them there'll be food there for them. You do that. Betty and we say, we. Goodness, do you understand who the we is? I mean, you're the we. And it's his body, the body of Christ. It's the family of God, putting the arms of God around people. Betty, I'm praying for the greatest outpouring of love we've ever witnessed in our life.
You know, what a wonderful opportunity. Such sadness, yes, that we've shown you. Mothers brokenhearted, even mothers malnourished. We need your help. The difference that you have made and you can continue to make, please join with us. And with joy and thanksgiving, let's give out to these precious little ones that are the innocent ones in this life. Give them an opportunity to grow up and hold their babies, their healthy babies. Please keep helping, or for the first time you think, oh, I want to do that. Thank you.
Do you know Jesus would walk into a crisis situation, even death and pain and suffering, and the miracle had walked in the room? Do you realize that you have the opportunity to be that miracle that walks into that situation? And guess who it is that's walking in you? Jesus. Jesus shows up in his body, the body of Christ. That's us. Tell me, what do you want them to hear and think about right now as they seek God and they think about those little ones and their family?
So many of these children are going to die today if we don't step in, if we don't show an outpouring of the blessings that God has actually put on our lives. We have been blessed. Every one of us right now are in a better position than any one of these families that I've met in Ethiopia. And we have the ability to change their lives today because tomorrow might not come for them. So what I want you to know is that it's dire, it's critical, it's now, it's urgent. And if God has laid it on your heart to partner with us in this incredible opportunity that we've been given to pray it up, to outpour into their lives and to give them hope and to give them a reason to live. That's what I would want you to know today, straight from my heart. I've seen it, I've been there, and I've also seen what love can do, what our love together can do. It can save a life.
Love, love never fails. But that love that never fails must have a channel through which it freely flows. And God says that He wants to shape us into vessels of honor. Channels through which He flows what? His love, His life, His truth, and yes, His miracles. You don't have to wish for a miracle. You can become the source of a miracle. And the only source of hope they have is the blessed hope of the Lord Jesus through us, His body. Would you get that bank card and make the largest gift you can? Now you remember, $30, $50, $100, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children. Why don't you try to increase that? I often ask those who could maybe give 100, would you multiply it, and rather than giving life to 10, could you give life to 100? Maybe 1,000, I don't know what you can do. But whatever you do is the biggest possible miracle to those you're going to touch with His love. Please, go get that bank card. Go online, dial that number, make the greatest gift, the largest gift, the greatest in size you can do, but you're going to be giving them the greatest possible gift. You're going to give them life. Father, help every single person to respond by Your leadership. Move by Your Spirit, the love that never fails. In Jesus' name, please, do what He says. Do what your heart says now that you've identified with His and with the hearts in need. Thank you.
So, Timmy, this is one of the villages. Our teams that have come in, our emergency teams, are doing some advanced work here to just understand what's going on, because what we've been told is that there's over 190,000 people in this area that are suffering, literally are in crisis, a food crisis. The drought in this area means that they haven't actually had a harvest for 8 years, 7 to 8 years. So we wanted to come and actually see and understand. I mean, this is the first time I've ever been in this village. So you see how the community just comes out in mass. I'm thinking they've brought some of what they're eating to be able to show us and to just share some of their story. I can't help but looking at the little kids sitting around us, and these kids capture exactly what we've just been talking about. I mean, they're these two little ones, I mean, so lethargic, actually. You see how the little girl's hair's starting to change color. You can just see, I mean, this child's not in good condition. You look at the other kids around, I mean, look at how the hair is on these little girls, and just the overall condition of these children.
And I look at this little guy here who we have just learned that he has lost his grandfather. See, for me, I understand deep pain. I understand loss. For me, that happened later in life, my early 30s. And you know, I understood how to find hope in the middle of my pain. And this little guy, to me, should never have to feel the pain that he feels, the struggle that he feels. They have no food. It's an emergency, and so we have to respond today. That is the hope that I want to extend to these precious people, is the gift of life.
I wanted to wipe the tear out of that corner of his eye. I just looked.
I know.
God loves them so much. They're so poor that a baby is the greatest prize a mother can have, a family. Tammy, we can give them life.
Yes.
Really beyond anything they ever experienced before they had the horrific experience that brought us to their crisis. We can actually resurrect them and take them to a life beyond anything they had ever seen.
Yes.
Because that's what God's love does when it flows freely through His children.
Yes. Yes, James, I feel the same exact way. It's heavy on my heart because there's so much heartache there as well. And there's a lot of hope and there's a lot of hopelessness. And for me, even to be in that footage, I remember holding that little guy and just weeping with him. And we don't speak the same language, and yet there didn't even have to be words. They could feel the love of Jesus. They could feel that I was someone coming to offer them hope, a better life. Not me, but I was coming in the name of Jesus. They knew it. That's the beauty of what we get to do every single day here at Life Outreach.
Well, we only get to because of you, the viewers. Betty, we didn't know what they would do when we started this.
You know, James, just real quickly, we just recently had another great grandbaby. We're so blessed. Mm-hmm. And I look at the face of that great grandbaby and I think, isn't she beautiful? She's so healthy. And these mothers say, this is my child, but my child's not healthy. I want my baby to be healthy. And I thank God we've been blessed. Let us be a blessing to those that are less fortunate.
Yes.
Please give out of your heart. Your heart's big. I know you will.
We've been given life by the source of life who gave His life to give us life. And we can share that life. And Betty and we've been married 61 years, in love 65. I've been preaching 62. I've been all over the world, and I'm not slowing down. We're doing more right now to reach people with the truth of God than we ever have in our life. We can actually do more to reach more people in one day than we can do in 10 years.
Yes.
That's what the church is, the only power that can do that. But you're the only source right now that can be life for those children. Would you please go get your bank card, write a check, make it to Life. Give the largest possible gift you can. We're going to send you the beautiful blessing of communion. You're going to love this guide and the Life Legacy Journal and a pen so that you can record. This is part of your life legacy right here, how God moved on you. And then you begin to realize you're saving lives. And then the cup of water. If you give a cup of soup, of food, in my name, wow. Would you please go online or dial that number that's a prayer line there always for you, paid for by love. Would you please right now reach out and touch someone with God's love? Make the largest gift you can. It'll be the greatest gift someone will get. It'll be life, a gift of life. Please do it. Don't let anything stop you. Do it now. Make it greater. Make a bigger gift than you ever made if you can. Thank you. Thank you.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. Severe drought and famine, including in crisis areas like Ethiopia, means we must replenish food supplies immediately to keep feeding 350,000 children and help reach more people in desperate need. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send the blessing of taking communion. In this book, discover how the sacred ordinance of communion helps to feed your soul and remind you of the transformative power of receiving the Lord's Supper. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Life Legacy Journal. This beautiful journal and pen will help you write your personal story and share the experiences that made you who you are. One day, the generations that follow will be able to look back and learn from the legacy you've left behind. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Timmy, we are coming into this village. We've heard that there's over 190,000 people in this area that are chronically food insecure. There's been 6 years of drought here. So families told us they've totally run out of food. They've even eaten the seed that they had. So even if rain was to come sufficient to be able to farm, there's no way they could even plant because they've eaten their seed to try and survive. And so this really is a crisis situation. It's a case of us having to respond immediately with emergency food, bringing that in, being able to save lives, particularly of young children. You know, it's the little children like this that are the ones that are the most vulnerable.
I mean, we're talking about these kids starving to death because they don't have food. And truly the reality of life and death. If you are in a position to give today to this ministry, to this outreach, I would ask you to go online or go to your phone and make the best gift you possibly could give. It's urgent right now.
I tell you what, you just gave someone life and you can add that to your life legacy. You might just put that when you get it, just go back and date this.
Yes.
You may date the first time that mission feeding, water for life, rescue life, any one of the outreaches of life captured you to help us share it, because we could do none of it without God's love flowing through you and you releasing it. So limited, but you enable us to put God's arms around so many more. Thank you so much. Tammy, thank you for going to the ends of the earth with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for being inspiration.
It's my greatest privilege. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for helping host life. Thank you for sharing life.
Thank you.
Thank all of you for making life today possible and sharing life literally all over the world in resurrection power. Thank you so much.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.